Good afternoon. No, good afternoon. It's evening. It's 7:30 on Friday night. Welcome to the cooling room. And this is Charmin. You know, today, the 26th of October, 2018, Megyn Kelly, of NBC was let go for her comments on blackface. Now, you know, I've got two sides to that story. My first side is, no, I don't think she should be fired. I don't think any, and I won't say any, I'll say most white people that say things should not be fired. I think there should be some disciplinary action, maybe, and not even disciplinary action, training, because a lot of companies spend money on job training and customer service training, and I know a company that does it, and it means nothing. It's just wasting money. Somebody's friend who's getting a contract, because it does not play out on the job at all. So what's more important is to bring training into your people, because, you know, people like Megyn Kelly, they were just never told of all the atrocities that black people faced and continue to face, you know, at the hands of white America. And so you cannot expect her to see or feel through the lens of an African American. You just can't. And for people to think she should know, what is that based upon? What is that based upon? Because if young whites knew the truth, you wouldn't have them out here hurting people, burning people's hair, kicking people, hanging people, you know, dummies by nooses. You wouldn't have that if they were told the truth. Because they themselves would be afraid of the backlash of 2018. So just their ignorance on that level says that they need a lesson. They need a lesson. And even though, you know, I really didn't, you know, care for her on TV, I really didn't watch her, Megyn Kelly, I truly preferred Tamron Hall. No, not because she's an African American, but she was drop dead gorgeous. She, you know, she was just well versed in everything. She was just sharp. And when you get someone like Megyn Kelly, who's just, you know, she just thinks one way. She's just bland. Unfortunately, you know, that got her a 20, 40, 60 million, whatever it was, year job. So I guess it worked for her. Hell, but I do think it's wrong. I do think, just like I think it's wrong when they fired, you know, Matt Lauer. I just think it's wrong, because now people want to act like, you know, this is some new stuff. It's nothing new. And I think everyone deserves an opportunity to hear their side and to give them a chance, whether it's, you know, 3 weeks off, no pay, but to take a person's entire career that they've worked so hard for, and they didn't screw children, they were in there with adults. Megyn Kelly, I'm getting off track, I'm sorry, y'all. Megyn Kelly should not have been fired. She should have just been moved to another department. She doesn't need to be out front as a journalist when she clearly has never done any research on the African-American community. And for her to say something and not know the entire story, well, pity her as a journalist. Now, the other way I feel is there's a lot of African-Americans who don't have a clue. They're reacting to a lot of things based on what they've seen, not what they know. Because if they knew, they would not be, so quick to want to fight, to want to break up buildings. I mean, it didn't work before. Chicago is still in a mess from when Dr. Martin Luther King died. It's still a mess. So at this point, you would think that blacks of today would know, okay, we're not going to tear up anything because you see they don't come fix anything. So let's not tear it up. The only way to hurt people is in their pocket. So clearly, young African Americans, and you have to blame their parents. Their parents did not educate them to say, hey, don't tear up anybody's stuff. Because these buildings y'all see torn up here on Madison, they've been torn up since Martin Luther King was killed in the 60s. So almost 50 years later, it's still a mess. So whatever you do, don't tear up anything. That's not the way to get people's attention. You must come to the table. And so with that said, that is why. And let me tell you, one time I was in a classroom helping a teacher. And these were third graders. And I said, I want someone in here to tell me who Emmett Till. Can you all tell me, can anyone in this classroom tell me who Emmett Till was? And oh, everybody had their hands up. So of course I had to pick a person. I was so excited. Could you tell me who is Emmett Till? He's a rapper. I'm like, what? Next. You know, and everybody's sitting there looking at me like, well, we all thought he was a rapper. And I'm like, oh my God. But y'all want to be mad at Megyn Kelly. And this is your history. This is your history. So that's why I don't think you have to use this as a tool for Megyn Kelly and say, hey, listen, she needs 6 weeks of training before we put her back out there to talk to anybody about anything. Bring that girl to the history school, give her a history lesson. Send her to one of those HBCUs and let her get educated. That's what you do. But see, y'all always want to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right to throw the baby out with the bathwater. And it's wrong because, and I don't care how many people say, oh, the N-word, you're only black people. Well, no, because if you offended by it, you should be offended by it regardless of who says it. Because they have white guys marrying sisters who have the African-American brothers who are, you know, using and rapping and saying it. So now their nieces and nephews are coming over there saying it. So the nieces and nephews are saying it, which is this white man's children. Now you want to be mad if he says it? Y'all not even making sense. You're really not. If you're going to say don't say a word, that goes for everybody. Goes for everybody. And clothing, like to be Batman, to be Black Panther, it doesn't matter what color you are. If that's what that child feels. Hell, our children been Batman and Robin and Superman and Spider-Man for 50 years. I'm so tickled to see a little white boy want to be Black Panther. I'm like, you go, boy. Get your minds right. We're not trying to divide the country over who gets to pick who does and says what. Unless it's hurtful and detrimental to African Americans. Blackface is. Black Panther is not. Black Panther is up for grabs for everybody. He just happens to be our personal superhero. But God doggone, anybody could put on that face. What's wrong with y'all? Come on now. Be happy that white kids want to be Black Panther. Just like when I think about how many pantyhose I had to cut to make my son and my nephew a Ninja Turtle. Oh my God, how many capes did I have to make? So now, not even to have a cape, See, those mamas got off good. They don't even have to buy a cape or tear up any pantyhose. So I just want people to know, yeah, that's my opinion. I think Megyn Kelly should not have been fired. She should have been given some training, some education to go way back. And I think every single white person, African-Americans really should too, but every single white person should read the book Conversations with God, Two Centuries of Prayer by African Americans, written by James Melvin Washington. Everybody should read that book, because if you want to know what happened in slavery, what really went on, read that book of prayers. Because see, to read something like 13 Years a Slave, which I think people should read the book. The movie really was far off, but the book, because you can see the movement of God in the book. So if you have to read something spiritual when you're reading about what happened to African Americans, because it's so painful, so gut-wrenchingly painful, that you have to be able to inject a prayer in there somewhere just to be able to get to the next chapter. So I do recommend that book, Conversations with God. You have to look for Two Centuries of Prayer by African Americans, because somebody else already wrote a book called Conversations with God after this guy. So you need to look for Two Centuries of Prayer, Conversations with God, Two Centuries of Prayer by African Americans. These are prayers by slaves. And I tell you what, these wishy-wanchy, antsy-bantsy prayers people talking today, it's not a prayer. I'm here to tell you. You want to hear a prayer? You want to hear why and how we're free? And then reflect on why we're going backwards? Because black folks really went before the Lord. They really did. So, you know, not to be too long, I'm going to go. I don't think Megyn Kelly should have been fired. I think, what happens is that the white powers that be get very nervous and scared and they just react. But I think everyone should have an opportunity, even though black folks have been treated like that for years, doesn't make it right. You need to be able to have a sounding board. You need to be able to bring people to the table. You need to be able to explain and possibly move them to another position. I don't ever think firing a person should be the first option. The first thing that happens, the first punishment. There should be options. There really should be options. And until we get to that point, it's going to continue to be a sad day. But I just want to say, this is Charmin in the cooling room. Sometimes it gets hot in here, but welcome. Welcome to the cooling room, and we look forward to hearing from you. And it's going to get better. We have to believe and know in our heart it's going to get better. But I mean, Megyn Kelly losing her job is not a big deal. I mean, she's blonde, she's white, I think she has blue eyes. She ain't gonna have a problem. Probably got a new job already. So as much as, it appears to maybe other people, maybe not, that it hurts, it's not that I don't think it's painful for her by no stretch of the imagination. But I do believe that she should have been counseled with some serious training. And Matt Lauer, y'all need to bring him back. Because Matt was sharp, he was intelligent, he was good looking, and them women wanted some of that, period. That's what I'm going to say about that. Now, because if nobody ran out his office hollering and screaming and rolling across the table and telling, and then some of y'all went back for a second dose. So that's why I resent y'all getting rid of Matt Lauer. Some of y'all went back for a second dose, third and fourth dose. So the only thing he did wrong was violate his marriage. But y'all know y'all tipped on in his office. You know. Anyway, let me get off of that. Ooh, I've run over 15 minutes. I know, I hate to go over 15. So anyway, have a good night. It's Friday night. Thank you. Thank you for listening. This is Charmin talking to you in the cooling room. Good night.